This is Dolores, and I'm back at the house where the man was on the roof the other day and they caused all that havoc. So I come back to see if he actually jumped or not. But I've met the man who works or lives opposite the building. What's your name?
Martin.
All right, Martin. Are you the
one of the managers at the White Bear.
At the White Bear on Kennington Park
Road.
Okay. Tell us what happened.
Well, it started at 9:10 in the morning. He got up on the scaffolding opposite the building, and somebody's obviously reported him. When the police arrived, then he decided to go on the roof and do the insanity card. But at about 5:00, then the police had harnesses and whatever else on the roof.
Because they climbed up, didn't they? They had sailing gear. So they climbed up.
Yeah, and they eventually kind of coaxed him down. But when they put a harness on him, he got down to the second floor, jumped out of the harness, and ran through the back gardens.
You said you could see through the door. The door was open.
And he climbed up a drainpipe and got onto another roof on the Lawn Street. But they eventually got cherry pickers then down at 12:00 that night and eventually got him off.
Well, there's still that amount of police and ambulance around.
Yeah. They left here about 6:00, but they all just moved basically around to the next street, down onto the Lawn Street.
What do you think of that?
Absolutely nuts. I'd love to know how much it costs. I'd say the expense of the day was just into that. Say not far off 100,000 anyway, just for the amount of officers, police cars, fire. We even had priests out here at one stage. Like
priests?
Do you know, so just madness, mental.
Didn't the police empty the road eventually and wouldn't let people walk up here?
Yeah, they closed off that side of the road and then they closed off this side because he was moaning that people were watching.
But, but he was sitting on a road.
Yeah, that's the joys of being a suicidal burglar, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Do you think he was a burglar that got caught?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, he was caught trying to break into that building. So I think he's just playing the lunacy card, knowing that it was his last few hours of sunshine, I think. Do you know, so.
Of course, because it's their scaffold up there, and they're quite well-to-do houses, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all £1.5 million plus, all them houses.
Right. And do they come and drink in your hat?
No.
Some of them do.
Like,
Most
of them, I think most of them are kind of wine bar kind of residents.
Right. So just give us the name of your pub once more.
It's the White Bear.
Okay. Yeah. All come and visit and drink. Thanks very much.
No worries, darling.
You're lovely. Thank you. I will come and have a drink. Definitely.
No worries.
Thank you, darling.
No worries.